Thank you. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. I'm just going to see if this works. Yay, it does. Right, all glasses would help. Yes. Okay. So, my title slide is The Authority to Overcome. But Roy contacted me in the week and said, what is your talk about? And I think really it's about God's light in the darkness and tramping on snakes. So, looking at Luke 10, verse 19, it says, I have given you authority to trample on snakes and scorpions and to overcome all the power of the enemy. Nothing will harm you. So I kind of thought long and hard about whether to bring this subject this morning, because something that I'm going to touch on could be a bit scary for some people. So I want to start by saying that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. We have God's supernatural power in us, and we are protected and kept safe throughout our lives. I'm going to repeat that. We have God's supernatural power in us, and we are protected and kept safe throughout our lives. However, there is darkness in this world. I think we're all aware of that. And it's important to know that we have the authority to stand against it using the powerful words of God as our sword. We have the authority to stand against it using the powerful words of God as our sword. So, what I'm going to share next is a true story. It's something that happened to me when I was very, very young. Some of you, I do apologise. If you've been around a while, you've probably heard me talk about this before. But I'm aware we've got quite a lot of new people now. So when the very first house that I lived in, when I was a very, very, very young child, so from birth, really, to about the age of 3 to 4, was haunted. Now, I don't know how some of you feel about the subject of ghosts and haunting, and not something we talk about much in church. But there was a darkness in that house. There were dark forces at work. Something had happened there in the past, whether it was in that particular house or whether it was on the land that house had been built on. But there was a feeling of uneasiness, and that was especially at night time. And as a tiny child, I had vivid experiences of seeing a dark figure that would come out of a wardrobe and it would walk around to the side of my bed. And on occasions, I would also sense something tugging at my toes. This happened frequently, and as a consequence, I developed a crippling fear of the dark. So for many, many years, I slept curled up in the tightest little ball that I could, with my feet tucked up all tight underneath so that nothing could get me, and the sheets pulled up right over my head. Sometimes when this happened, I was brave enough to try and call out to my mum, but no voice would come out, and so I would quickly hide back under the covers. Now, thinking back to that time, I wonder how much of the taunting that I was experiencing was actually visual or whether it was in my head. But nonetheless, it felt very real to me. And as I was only around sort of two, three years of age, I was way too young to have had external influences that could have prompted that imagination. So at about around the age of 4, we moved into a new house. But the crippling fear of the dark stayed with me. And for many years, I was afraid to even go up the stairs at night on my own. And I mean, we're talking, I was about 12, you know, and I was still absolutely petrified I would sit at the bottom of the stairs and cry if there was a door open at the top of the landing. It was such a big, every night for me going to bed was a massive trauma. I would frequently rearrange my bedroom so that the door was closest to any source of light so that I had a quick exit if I needed it. So this went on. I got to about the age of 13. I had been a Christian for quite a few years. I became a Christian as quite a young child. And I kind of was from a kind of Pentecostal start. So it was all, you know, tambourines and, you know, all of that sort of thing. But I'd sort of grew up listening to sort of teachings in the church that were all about resisting the devil and claiming victory over our fears. And so at 13 years of age, I went to bed on this particular night and I had an experience that completely changed everything. So I was sort of trying to settle down to go to sleep. And then suddenly my room was filled with this sound of banging doors and drawers, and they were getting faster and faster and louder, and it was, you know, it was the room just felt so full of fear and darkness. And I don't know what happened, but something inside of me just said that night, enough is enough. And with the authority that only comes from Jesus, I shouted out, stop, in the name of Jesus, stop. And immediately the banging stopped. And something else also happened that night. My fear of the dark disappeared. That crippling fear that many would have called irrational was gone. It was as if the word of God had acted like a switch. I turned it on and the darkness was gone. In Micah 7, 8, it says, do not gloat over me, my enemy. Though I have fallen, I will rise. Though I sit in darkness, the Lord will be my light. And in John 1, verse 5, it says, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. That was a liberating moment for me. I had learnt a powerful lesson. I know firsthand that the darkness cannot devour me. Yes, at times it can feel overwhelming, but no matter how deep the darkness, it cannot extinguish the light. When the light comes, the darkness is defeated. Several years later, when I was about 18, I had to use that same authority in me to pray against a situation that threatened to take my mum's life. She was she had a sudden brain hemorrhage one night, and the doctors literally gave her hours to live. And I knew at that point it was not her time to go. And I've never prayed so fervently about anything in my life. But fervent prayer, fasting, and proclaiming the word of God works. She got through that night and she went on to live many, many years after that. So I'm saying to all of you, speak to the mountain in your life. Stop letting it speak to you. I'll repeat that. Speak to the mountain in your life and stop letting it speak to you. In 1 Peter 5, verses 8 and 9, it says, your enemy, the devil, prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that your brothers throughout the world are undergoing the same kind of sufferings. So we are not alone in this. My early childhood experience was dealing with evil spirits, and they represent the opposite of God's character. They are hostile to the work of God, and therefore we need to resist them. I'm not saying that I've got everything perfect. I've not got everything together by a long shot, but I do know that this works. Darkness can look like other things too. It can look like anxiety, depression, fear, wars, terror, addiction. Fear is an entirely natural response to dangerous or confusing situations. Fear of change and the unknown. All these things can overwhelm us and steal us of our joy. But when we surround ourselves with God's word, we are preparing ourselves to fight in the Spirit. That is why it's so important to keep on spending time with God and reading his word. It's easier said than done, but every time I've had a situation that in the natural I cannot see a way through, reading God's word, talking to him, having a relationship with him, it makes a huge difference. When we do that, we are putting on the armor of God and we're getting ready to do battle with the enemy. It says in Ephesians 1, verse 20, that Jesus is now seated at the right hand of the Father and is making intercession for us. We are seated in the heavenly places with Christ. And it's this authority within us that gives us the ability to pray against situations, knowing that power comes through the Holy Spirit and it will defeat the darkness. It's the same power that raised Jesus from the dead. So remember today, whatever you are battling, he will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a rampart. You will not fear the terror of the night, nor the arrow that flies by day. God isn't afraid of the dark. God isn't afraid of our darknesses. Who he is and what he promises often comes to light in seasons of darkness. And if you are down and in a bad place, it doesn't mean you're going to stay down. When you are in a dark place, God will help you get out. He'll help you get out of it with his light. So remember, we have been given the authority to trample on those snakes and overcome the power of the enemy. I'd like to just finish. It's only a 15-minute talk. I would just like to finish with a video of a song called I Speak Jesus. It's written by Charity Gale. It's a fantastically powerful song. It talks of how speaking the name of Jesus over every situation will bring us peace and freedom. His name brings healing over addictions and depression and fear and every stronghold. His name is power over every darkness, and he brings light and love. The song encourages shouting the name of Jesus over every situation, declaring that peace, declaring that hope, declaring that healing, declaring freedom from those strongholds in our lives. Some things take time, but keep speaking the name of Jesus over your situation because you have the authority. I'm going to pray play the video. Thank you. If anybody has anything they want to come and be prayed for, I'll be around at the end. So will Martin and lots of other people. So if you feel that that's touched anybody this morning, please do come and have a chat at the end. Okay. Thank you.
Name of Jesus over it. Cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus.
I just want to speak the name of Jesus till every dark addiction starts to break. Declaring there is hope and there is freedom, I speak Jesus. Your name is power, your name is healing, your name is life. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows. Shout Jesus from the mountains, Jesus in the streets, Jesus in the darkness over every enemy. And Jesus for my family, I speak the holy name, Jesus. From the mountains, Jesus in the streets.
Jesus.